Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, friends. We want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
And now we know that God's word is for everyone. Now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Prompt Us podcast. We're excited to learn with you guys and grow with you guys today. My name is Gabriel, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Chad and Zach.
What's up?
Hey.
Welcome back.
Dude, honestly, in the YouTube version, it should just be on Chad the whole time.
Oh,
dude.
Please don't.
With my voice.
Done. Oh my gosh. Yo, what's up, boys? How are we feeling? Chad, how you feeling? You're looking cozy, bro.
I feel great. Do it. You guys ever... My mom was a cheerleading coach, okay? That's a cheerleading thing.
Oh, sick.
Dude, you can't make fun of me for not knowing VeggieTales if you don't know that. It's because you're homeschooled.
God bless it. Hey, all right. Whoops. So, guys, today's prompt.
Yeah.
Pretty excited for it. It's actually an anonymous prompt, which is cool.
Oh,
there's
okay,
there's no shade in doing that. You don't have to let us know your name, but it is fun to call people's names out. So, if you would like to get your name called out, or you just want us to answer your prompt, you can head to the Prompt Us website to submit your own prompts, promptuspodcast.com/shop buy merch. No, we don't have that yet. But promptuspodcast.com.
Should we release some t-shirts or something?
Dang, dude. Yes.
Anyway, yes. That's a future conversation.
That's a good one. That's a future podcast conversation. But yeah, make sure you leave your prompts there and we will answer them and respond to them on the podcast, which is what we're doing right now. So today's prompt is anonymous, but this is a good prompt. This is a tricky one, boys. Actually, I don't have it written down.
Dude, all I'm imagining is Zach right now is, I imagine Zach saying this. Today's prompt was submitted by Zach Zanes, and it says, when are you releasing merch?
Oh my gosh, dude. Sorry, I didn't have the...
This prompt was submitted by Mad Chasters, and he says... and he's asking... when we're releasing all the good merch.
Yeah.
Old Gabriel Gonti. All right. So, so anyway, let me actually ask the prompt. This prompt is good. So how to stop being a people pleaser? How do you stop being a people pleaser, boys?
Mm. You just flip and do it.
It's in my nature. Just let you go first.
Do now. It.
Just do it. Just Shiloh do it. Should be our guest.
Let's go. Oh, that's good. Chad, do you want to kick us off with some... How many tips you got for us this week? That's the real question.
Dude, I got two tips, okay?
Okay, let's go.
I got two tips
for you. Start with the second one first?
I'll start with the second one.
You should probably get that checked by a doctor or something.
Oh my gosh, dude. Listen, I was always told I was special. I didn't understand why until I went to the locker room in sixth grade and I realized I was different.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, Morph is back to edit it.
Okay.
Okay, okay. What are your tips?
Wait, should I actually start with tip two or should I go to tip one?
Yeah, because that's hilarious. Yeah.
Tip two is stop caring what people think. Stop caring what people think.
Just jump completely. Yeah.
Oh my God. So that's good. That's good. Break it down for us first.
Break down. Okay. So there's this amazing book that I encourage everyone to read. It's called Boundaries. It's by these two amazing authors. I think it's John Townsend and Henry Cloud, I believe. I'm probably butchering that, but look up the book. And I remember as I was reading that book, literally, like it was like page 27. It was like the first chapter of the book. I got like warm reading the book because of how convicted I got with the lesson that was being taught. Where
dang.
The book basically said, if you're only loving people and serving people and pleasing people is what I'm basically saying. If you're only doing that to appear loving, to appear like a servant, to appear like you're pleasing them, you're actually just pleasing your own ego. You're not doing it for them. Whoa. You're doing it for yourself. And that's really selfish because it's for yourself.
Wow.
And you really need to check yourself, Chad, is basically what I read in that book. I'm like, whoa. Because I realized that I was almost in a sense, almost like putting this banner on, like, wow, I'm so selfless by always trying to please other people by diminishing my needs and taking care of their needs. But what I was actually doing was just trying to appear like a martyr. I wanted to appear that way. I wanted to appear loving. And so, because basically that question came to mind, which is am I doing this out of love or to be loved? And I noticed that I was doing this to be loved by people. Mm-hmm. And I thought if I just served people, then I would receive their admiration, affection, and appreciation.
Yeah, dude, that I feel like I mentioned something. Well, not something similar, but it reminded me, you speaking of that, reminded me of, well, it's just something like I've been dealing with in my approach to people. And dealing with my, I kind of went into our last podcast too with like me dealing with depression and like needing to be around people and like, am I using people to help me cope or am I, you know, like what is my relationship with socializing, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
And I got to a point where I'm like, I need to stop seeing what I can get from people when I socialize, but I need to get to a point where I'm just loving them as best as I can, like Jesus would love them.
Yeah. There's no
coming
strings.
From a point like Jesus is inside of me. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I'm going to spread that with other people and learn how to best love them rather than see what I can get from people with my relationships and stuff.
You know, that reminds me of something called relational equity. Have you heard of that before, Chad?
Relational equity?
No.
I haven't.
So, Pastor Ryan, shout out. But Pastor Ryan was talking to me about this. And it's the idea that, like, there's studies based around relational equity, which is it's about finding balance in what you seek from each other. Mm-hmm. Because when you invest into something, you have equity. So, you've got to start seeing those relationships you have with people as investments. And yes, you want to return, but you have to put a lot in as well.
Whoa.
So it's this idea that like you actually have equity in the people around you and the time you spend investing. It's a really cool idea, but it just reminded me of that. We could put a name to it.
So you equally need to be investing into people that are investing back into you and having like an equal equity there.
Yeah. It's like there's kind of ideas around like not feeling guilty. Like if I put a lot into you, I shouldn't feel guilty if you put a lot back into me. Because I think sometimes I am like that. I'm like, oh, I help him Gabe out with this thing. And then you're like, hey, bro, let me pay for lunch. I'm like, nah, bro, no, like I don't. Mm-hmm. But to you, you're not even thinking about that. You're just going, hey, I just want to pay for lunch, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of from both ends of the spectrum to remind you, hey, you have to invest into someone. Mm-hmm. But also it's okay to, there is, I guess, a return, I don't, for lack of a better word.
But I agree, mm-hmm. which was something I was about to preface
yeah,
to.
Yeah, totally.
But it is not your job.
That's right.
To demand the return from someone.
That's exactly right.
It's your job is to offer
which
what
is like
you're
investing
going to
the
offer.
Stock market. You yeah. can't you can't just go, I want to return now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to, it's part of that process.
And, yeah. And so it's a give and take. It's like, I don't know. You say like, I say a lot of times in a relationship, like yeah. you can't demand out of your significant yeah. other what you want
what
from
you
them.
See. Yep.
Like when seeking a friend who's going to be like a really close friend, like you guys, I know I don't have to worry about trying to get mm-hmm. what I need from you guys in a friend.
Totally.
Like that's why you guys are my best friends because I know as much as I'm, you know, trying to feed into you guys mm-hmm. to pour yeah. into you guys. There we go.
Totally.
And I know as much as I'm trying to pour into you guys are actively doing the same thing back
yes,
to me. And
right.
it's like a mutual.
There's some relational equity, baby.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So,
but I just thought that was an interesting concept because I think Chad, you reminded me of it when you're people pleasing someone, it's not about finding balance necessarily. And I love that you mentioned like, it's mm-hmm. not about what they can do for you, but if you're doing a lot for somebody, you know, you're trying to please a group of people or a person, it can't be a surprise that it starts feeling uncomfortable eventually, or that mm-hmm. it starts feeling, I guess, unstable. I guess balance is a good mm-hmm. word. I think I'm trying to step away from just being brutal about it, but I think a relationship, friendship is always about that balance. And so the yeah. moment you're people pleasing within a friendship, you're actually starting to outweigh, like it's mm-hmm. going unbalanced, I guess.
Yeah, no, and an unbalanced relationship is an unhealthy relationship. Have you guys heard of like, there's like four different types of love. Have you heard about that? You know, like where there's
agape.
Yeah, you're basically nailed the second one.
I can't remember all of
so,
them.
So all the fancy yeah. terms.
So Greek words, right?
If you ever research the four types of love, the first one is agape, which is just totally unconditional love, right? And then the second one is phileo, right? Which is like friendship mm-hmm. love, which is like, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back, right? Where there's almost like mm-hmm. reciprocity involved, which is what you guys are talking about right now. Which is almost like a contract where you're saying I'm committed.
Reciprocity?
Reciprocity.
Dude, chat out here with the big words, man.
Bro, like 25 cent word. Let me look this up. Define reciprocity.
How many points?
Welcome to school.
Yeah, yeah, dude, yeah. Are you ready for this, Gabe?
All right, what's a third one? What?
Reciprocity.
Wait, hold on. I didn't read the definition. What the heck?
thanks for teaching me how to pronounce it, Chad.
The practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit, especially privileges granted by one country or another organization. I guess it has to do with countries, but anyways, where there's almost like
second
I don't want to say an expectation.
Relational equity.
Relational equity. And so I do think that that's important because even in marriage or friendships or you know, really even in like a working relationship, if one person is doing all the work, it's not going to work, right? It's mm-hmm. it's almost like being equally yoked, you know, in terms of how yeah. a lot of people yeah, yeah. think that that's such a weird term, but Gabe explained it to us on an earlier episode. I'm not going to tell you which one. You have to go listen to all the episodes to hear it.
But, go back.
But basically what would happen is whenever those two ox were pulling the yoke, which is around their neck and shoulders, and one of them was stronger mm-hmm. than the other, the other one wasn't pulling as hard. It would pull his neck in a certain way where it would actually break the ox's neck, right? And so it was dangerous mm-hmm. to be unequally yoked. It was dangerous to be attaching yourself to people who aren't going the same place and with the same speed that you are. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to people pleasing, yeah. you know, I guess to bring that back around is when we look at our friends, it is important to serve our friends, right? It's important to serve our spouses. Yeah. It's important to serve our community.
I wanted to jump in there with like, I don't think people pleasing is inherently just like a bad thing. Mm. Like it's all like, why are you people pleasing? It stems from a good desire that you have to do good for other people.
Well, as long as it does do that. Because what Chad's saying,
bro,
if it's ego-based, right?
Bro, right here. I have it in my notes.
Let's go.
Are you hurting people or bettering people mm-hmm. by being a people pleaser?
Ooh.
Like,
big fat
and,
stacks
and that's, like,
right
are
there.
You being an enabler?
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Are you being a people pleaser by someone wants something so bad? Like, say they're an alcoholic and they just want alcohol so bad. Are you like, oh, fine, I'll give in because you just want them to, quote unquote, be happy?
Yeah.
So you like give them the money to fund their alcoholism or you give them the alcohol to like help them be an, you know what I mean? Like, that, like, yes, you are being a people pleaser by giving into it, and maybe you are making them momentarily happy because now they have what they want.
Yeah.
But you're hurting that person in the long run.
Yes.
So, like, are you hurting someone or bettering someone?
Dude, it makes so much sense. It's almost like you're saying, are you adding to that person's life?
Add? Just like we are adding this ad.
I really thought Chad made it clear, but Gabe really drove it home.
Yeah. Gabe's like, just in case you didn't get that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world with surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun. Your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
I wanted it to keep going, and we just kept using the word add in a sentence. Oh, it's just like a minute of like, oh, let me add to that, guys.
Dude, yeah. That's so good. Gosh.
Sorry.
Anyway, Chad, I think you wanted to add to what we were saying before, the ad.
Yes. Yes.
Just keep it going.
My word. No, I do love what you're saying, because it really is, I guess, the heart posture around it. And I think it's really important for us to know, do we have any like natural tendencies of manipulation? I know that sounds like super deep and weird. Like, not many people think that they're a manipulator, right? That's like, no one wants to be called that. People aren't walking around and be like, oh yeah, I'm I love to manipulate people. Like, look at me. Yay. You know, but think about like a child. You know, you take their toy, they start screaming. What do? You give the toy back. They're learning ways of manipulation from a very young age. And we all learned it. And exactly what Gabe was just saying, what happens when you give the toy back to the child? They'd start to develop these bad habits and you're enabling their behavior. And so it is so important for us to be able to tell, like, okay, is what I'm doing to support this person, is it actually helping them or is it hurting them? Because if we look at the longevity of it, we could be really hurting someone with our actions and the way we go to serve them. I think you're spot on, Gabe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to know, do you have an example, Gabe? And we can go around if you want, but do you have an example?
I want to know.
A situation where you...
Sorry.
Of what?
Of where you felt like in hindsight, you look back and be like, oh yeah, I was people pleasing.
I don't really struggle that bad with people pleasing.
Yeah, I would say your strength is you don't people please.
Yeah, like I've gotten even better at really saying no to things and just like...
Yeah.
We'll unpack that margin. Dude. You need to unpack
creating boundaries. Shout out to the beginning of this episode.
Amen. So unpack that for us though. How did you get to a place where you knew you needed to say no, and then how have you gotten better at saying no?
Nice.
Because I knew I was. I mean, really, I think it stems from like Jess and I doing a lot of work together.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us saying yes to more things.
Mm-hmm.
Not even more than we had bandwidth for, because like maybe we had the bandwidth to do them, but things that were essentialism book, non-essential, that we didn't need to do and really, just were non-essential things, was adding stress to our lives, adding tension in our relationship.
Mm.
And I want to add a third little tip there because things... Pair nicely in threes. Wow. really good at vocab here. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. Like there were things where like maybe they weren't even negative.
Yeah.
You know, on the people pleasing scale that we're making, like maybe it wasn't actually hurting other people, but in the long run, it maybe was just adding slightly, just a little bit more tension in Jess and I's relationship and a little bit more tension in our work environment and just a little more stress and a little more strain. And all those little things over time are going to add up and add up. And now Jess and I are really in the process of, you know, taking things away and making our burden lighter, I guess. Totally. Not that, you know, the work is a burden or people are a burden, but you know what I'm saying.
No, but it's easy to say yes to a lot of stuff, even just to please yourself. To be like, oh, because we know we can get paid, or we know we can do this, or that'll allow us to do this next part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's easy just to take it all on, and suddenly, you do have a burden, a weight on your shoulders, hey.
Boys, I think it's so easy for even good things like blessings to become burdens if we have too much of them. It's almost like, think of like Thanksgiving. I don't know what country you're from, wherever you're listening, but you know, in the States, we have this thing called Thanksgiving, or think of just like a big family dinner, right? Where you have your one small plate, and everyone brought a dish. Right? You're like, how much food can I fit on this dish? Right? And then you start putting too much. And then guess what? The integrity of the plate breaks, right? Because you have paper plates.
We're from the South. It's so good.
Right? And then we lose everything. So all the good things that we were excited about, like all the good things turn into a bad thing because now we don't get any of it. And so I think he's spot on with how he's starting to recognize all that it wasn't essential. It wasn't important. And so I don't want to rewind too far back, but you know where I was mentioning the whole manipulation thing about how children like they'll scream and whatever like to get their way. I think it's important to know that we, as we grow up, we learn really creative ways to be even more manipulating, right? Where
Well, I also want to add to what you're saying before you jump into this, just so like people are in the right mind space.
Yeah.
With what you're about to say.
Mm-hmm.
We all are manipulators.
Yeah.
On some level.
Yeah.
Like, it's to be like, oh no, I don't manipulate. Like you're also a liar too. Like we are all manipulators. Yeah. Sorry. I just had to throw.
Tell them how you feel, Gabe.
I had to throw some people. So like on some capacity, like we're all sinners.
Yeah. That's right.
Like there's no sin that's uncommon to man. Shout out the Bible.
Shout out the Bible.
Sorry.
1 Corinthians.
Shout out number
13.
One most bought book in the world. Let's go.
Lord.
Number one seller. Jesus. Oh my gosh. Anyway, what was I even saying?
You're talking about how we all struggle with this.
Has the capacity to manipulate, essentially.
Yes, yes. So being aware of that, going into what Chad was about to say, just knowing that you have that in you, Chad Masters, everybody.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly what I was going to say, is we find more and more creative ways to even disguise it from ourselves, right? Where it's almost like a knee-jerk reaction where, you know, if you're driving down the road and then something runs out in front of you, what do? You immediately swerve or slam on the brakes. Like, you didn't think to yourself, oh, there was a sudden thing that ran out in front of me and I had 0.002 seconds to decide what I wanted to do. No, you reacted that way. That's what your fight or flight mechanisms told you what to do subconsciously. And so we have things inside of us that subconsciously tell us how to act whenever we're not getting our way. And it really is, you know, that stuff really comes into play. And so, like what we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, if our deepest desire is to know and to be known, we will go to extreme lengths to make that happen. Mm-hmm. If that means that we will jeopardize our own health, our own mental health, our own responsibilities to be with somebody, or to, you know, it's like, how many people lower their standards to get into a relationship? They can't find someone that they're interested in, and then guess what? Their standards do this. They go a little bit lower. Oh, well, he only talked to me that way once. A little bit lower. Oh, well, he's just texting those girls. Not a big deal. A little bit lower, you know? Mm. And that's what, you start to lower your standards just to feel connected to people. And so that can be what we do whenever we start to start to people please in a way to receive. And so I really do think Gabe hit a grand slam with what he was talking about. Here, I'll let you say that. Just give me 2 seconds. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Yeah, okay.
Right into your thing.
Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is, and we've talked about it before, but where are you looking for love?
Yes. Yeah.
And that, like, if you're looking for love, I don't know. I mean, that's a whole different podcast. We went into depth on a whole different podcast, but with what you're saying, like, there are holes in your heart that can only be filled by God.
Yep.
Like, are you trying to fill them with other people and just find all the, you know, like you're like kind of selfishly trying to fill up these holes in your heart with whether it's people or whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway,
dude, no, I think
people pleasing in a sense is a byproduct of that.
Yeah, it can be
a byproduct.
Yeah. Like when you're peeling back layer by layer, where is the foundation coming from?
Yeah. And then, but I just want you to know that it's okay to go that deep on this, because this is that deep of a topic. Right. This is not something where we just brush over, where, yes, there are seasons in our life where, say, we move to a new city and we will go out of our way to start to meet new people, and we'll, like, you know, sacrifice more in order to have more, opportunity or whatever. And, like, that's like a normal thing to do, where if you're in a new city and you don't have any friends, yes, if someone asks you if you like this crappy movie, you might say yeah, because you just want to connect with people. And so, you know, I do love the super, super deep side, which is what we're talking about. But also the other side is, there does come a time where we do see an opportunity to connect with people, and we may go above and beyond to have those connections. But I think what's really important is to make sure, like, and this is a totally different conversation. Are y'all cool if I kind of turn it around a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, I think what you were just saying there was similar to what we were saying before, like, are you hurting people or are you bettering people?
Yeah.
Like, in that situation, you're trying to, like, make new friends. And you know what I mean? Like, that's not hurting them.
Exactly.
Hopefully you're a great friend to them, and you're bettering their life by becoming their friend, you know?
So now let's...
Anyway, now flip it around.
Let's spin this thing and drop it on its head, okay? Is what you're doing bettering yourself or hurting yourself? And so I think it's really important for us to take time to think about that, where, like, okay, yes, now I'm thinking about the other person, but now I'm also going to be thinking about myself, where if you think about the whole airplane analogy, you guys know this, where you're on an airplane, they say, if the oxygen mask drop down, what do they tell you to do? They say, hey, put the mask on yourself first before you put it on those around you. Well, I do know that some of us can just become self-sabotagers because we're afraid of, you know, there's people that are afraid of success. Did you know that? There's people that can be afraid of a healthy relationship. You know, there's people that can be afraid of something. So they start to self-sabotage what's going on in their own life by completely just saying no to taking care of themselves and just offering to help other people in their own dreams and their own callings that they miss their own thing. And that's something that we can do. Some of us don't even think we're worthy to experience like love and fulfillment and a calling and stuff like that. And I think that we should think about, okay, is what I'm doing gonna help me as a person, or is it going to hurt me as a person? Because again, if you don't put that mask on yourself, you're going to run out of oxygen. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. That does make sense. Because like, if you, not if you haven't got it together, but like in the oxygen scenario, if you haven't put the mask on yourself, you're not going to be able, like if you're putting the mask on someone else before yourself, you could both pass out, or totally. I don't even know like what happens in that scenario. Yeah. Is it just like
pressurizing?
Yeah. But no, like totally.
Your head explodes.
You know what I mean? You could both end up passing out. Yeah, where you need to put it on yourself, so then you can help other people.
But that's an important thing to note, is that you put it on yourself first, so you can help others.
Exactly.
You don't put it on yourself
Zach out
first.
Here. Oh my gosh! Right.
But you don't put it on yourself first, and you're like sick, and then just sit there.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're good. You know, they actually say put on yourself first so you can then help other people. It's in the instructions. And I think that's where sometimes that you can go the other way, where we, you know, and it's, again, it's all about finding that balance. Relational equity, I said it once and I'll say it. But I just think, you know, that's, I mean, for example, I one of the things I struggled with people pleasing was saying yes to heaps of church things. Mm-hmm. And if you like grew up in church and you've done church for a while, like, it's easy because you want to be part of the community that's hanging out. You want to like be involved in the kingdom and the mission and stuff. Yeah. But what happens when you burn out? And that's what happened. Like you burn out and then you're not involved at all. And it's always about that balance. I would rather I'd rather lower my capacity, but serve full-heartedly in that space than burn out and not serve at all. You know, and I think that's where the, you know, face mask thing comes in. It's like, I put it on so I can help. I put it on, I take time for myself so I can help others. I, you know, I spend time with my wife so I'm fulfilled that for the next day to be with work people or whatever it may be. And I just think it's all about that. Yeah, finding the why and then finding the balance of that, you know? Yeah.
I know that was a little awkward silence for everyone listening. So, you know, in order to get past that quickly, we'll just play this ad real quick and then jump into it again.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world with surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun. Your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's The Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
Awesome!
Ooh!
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yimby's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
I love you both. I guess as we start to close all this up, there was something that really like came to my heart during that ad break was I do know that as Christians, you know, all three of us, it's easy for us to fall into that belief that, oh, because I'm a Christian, I need to sacrifice myself for other people. And I want to talk about that for a quick sec because, you know, I think it's a delicate topic, and they do talk about it in that book we mentioned earlier called Boundaries, right? Where I think it's important to know that we serve God and not man. And whenever we go to serve man, we may be serving something in their life that isn't from God. And we have to be able to spend time with God to discern what it is we're doing. Because the Bible clearly talks about times where we are not here like for the approval of man. I mean, like, I don't know if anyone has notes out, but Galatians 1:10, Proverbs 29:25, 1 Thessalonians 2:4, Romans 12:1, Psalm 118, verse 8, 2 Timothy. I mean, like, the list goes on and on and on, right? I was just reading that off my phone, by the way. I'm not that guy. But it's really
you're like half that guy, though.
No. I think it's important for us to know that to a certain extent, yes, we are there to love and serve people, but that does not come at your own destruction, and you need to be able to discern the will of God in your life and spend time with God to make sure that as you do go to serve people and you go, because we do have that desire to innately like please people, we're not doing it for their acceptance and approval, because that's where you get in a dangerous spot and it ends up hurting you and ends up hurting them.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Prompt Us. And remember, you can follow us at Prompt Us Podcast on Instagram. That's our handle, at Prompt Us Podcast. And that is where you can submit prompts that will be topics that we discuss in future episodes. Appreciate you guys tons, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.